Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Internal Family Systems Therapy by Richard C. Schwartz is a transformative exploration of the intricacies of the human psyche, built on the innovative premise that each person contains a multiplicity of sub-personalities or parts. Schwartz, a renowned psychologist and the founder of the Internal Family Systems, IFS model, offers readers a groundbreaking framework to understand and harmonize their internal world. The book presents a clinical yet accessible approach, aimed at both professionals in mental health and individuals interested in self-improvement, emotional healing, and deeper self-awareness. Through clear language, case studies, and practical guidance, Schwartz demystifies the core ideas of IFS, illustrating how the mind is not simply a single monolithic entity, but rather a dynamic system of interactive inner parts, each holding its own perspectives, motivations, and burdens. The book is regarded as a staple in contemporary psychotherapy, providing tools to resolve inner conflict, heal trauma, and foster self-leadership. With increasing interest in integrative and holistic therapies, Internal Family Systems Therapy stands out as a beacon for those striving for inner balance, emotional resilience, and authentic connections with themselves and others. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the IFS model, multiplicity of mind. At the heart of Internal Family Systems Therapy is the concept of the multiple mind or multiplicity of self. Rather than viewing the mind as unified, IFS posits that everyone has an internal system comprised of various parts or sub-personalities, much like a family system. These parts are not pathological. Instead, they are natural components of the human psyche, developed to handle life's challenges, regulate emotions, and adapt to stress. Richard C. Schwartz articulates the importance of recognizing, respecting, and understanding these inner parts, as each has a unique role and perspective within the internal system. Some parts may act as protectors, while others carry wounds or manifest as extreme behaviors. Importantly, Schwartz explains that healing comes not from suppressing or fighting against certain parts, but by listening to and integrating them into a harmonious whole. This foundational principle sets IFS apart from other therapeutic modalities that might pathologize internal conflict. By teaching readers how to identify their own internal parts, this opening section sets a compassionate foundation for self-exploration and subsequent healing work. Secondly, the three types of parts: exiles, managers, and firefighters. One of the critical organizational frameworks in IFS is the categorization of internal parts into three main types: exiles, managers, and firefighters. Exiles are parts that hold painful emotions, trauma, or memories that the system seeks to keep out of day-to-day awareness. These might be the wounded inner child or parts burdened by shame, fear, or grief. To prevent these exiles from overwhelming the system, managers develop, taking on roles that maintain control, perfectionism, or suppression of feelings to ensure safety and acceptance. However, when exiles break through and distress becomes intolerable, firefighters emerge to put out the emotional fire, sometimes through impulsive or numbing behaviors, such as substance use, overeating, or escapism. Schwartz vividly details how these three types of parts interact and often clash, creating internal battles that drive much of our psychological distress. Through real-life stories and case examples, readers learn to identify their own exiles, managers, and firefighters, and begin to appreciate the motives and pain behind even the most self-sabotaging behaviors. Understanding these roles is a crucial step toward achieving internal harmony and healing trauma. Thirdly, the self, the leader within. A revolutionary aspect of IFS is the central role of the self, which Schwartz describes as an innate core essence present within everyone. Unlike any of the parts, the self is characterized by qualities such as compassion, curiosity, calmness, clarity, and confidence, often referred to as the 8 C's of self-leadership. The self functions as an internal leader or healer, capable of forming relationships with and guiding the inner parts toward healing and integration. Schwartz argues that no matter how fragmented or chaotic one's inner world may feel, access to the self is always possible, and it is from this place of centered awareness that true change can occur. The book offers practical exercises to help readers distinguish between their self and their parts, access self-energy, and build self-awareness. By strengthening self-leadership, individuals can begin to negotiate peace between warring internal factions, heal deep wounds, and develop resilience. Schwartz's explanation of the self serves as a hopeful and empowering centerpiece, redefining what agency and healing look like in the context of psychotherapy. Fourthly, therapeutic process. Healing through parts work. Internal family systems. Therapy offers a systematic process for working through inner conflicts, healing trauma, and fostering self-compassion. Schwartz details the therapeutic steps, including how to facilitate dialogue between the self and the parts, the importance of witnessing and unburdening trauma held by exiles, and negotiating new roles for managers and firefighters. The process involves helping individuals develop curiosity and empathy for even their most challenging parts, understanding their positive intentions, and working towards integration rather than expulsion or suppression. Schwartz emphasizes the importance of a non-pathologizing stance. Parts are not bad, but simply burdened or extreme due to past circumstances. Case vignettes illustrate how clients move through the stages of awareness, compassion, negotiation, and unburdening, often experiencing major relief from symptoms such as anxiety, depression, and self-sabotage. The book provides both mental health professionals and lay readers with practical tools, scripts, and exercises to engage in parts work, making the healing process accessible and collaborative. Lastly, IFS in practice. Applications and benefits. Beyond theory, internal family systems. Therapy explores the vast range of applications for IFS, both in clinical and everyday settings. Schwartz discusses how the model can be used for individual therapy, couples counseling, trauma recovery, addiction treatment, and even organizational development. Because IFS views internal conflict as natural and treatable through compassionate self-leadership, it is flexible enough to address a diverse range of psychological and relational issues. The book presents evidence from clinical research and case studies demonstrating the efficacy of IFS in reducing symptoms, increasing emotional intelligence, and fostering personal growth. Readers are given practical guidance to integrate IFS principles into their daily lives, including self-inquiry exercises, meditative practices, and strategies to manage difficult emotions as they arise. By empowering individuals to take an active role in their healing, IFS stands out not only as a powerful therapeutic modality, but also as a way to create lasting, meaningful change and self-acceptance. In conclusion, Internal Family Systems Therapy by Richard C. Schwartz is more than just a clinical manual. It is a guidebook for anyone seeking deeper self-understanding, emotional healing, and inner harmony. This book is invaluable for mental health professionals looking to expand their therapeutic repertoire with an evidence-based, compassionate framework. But it is equally suitable for lay readers interested in personal development, mindfulness, and trauma recovery. Readers will benefit from Schwartz's gentle and hopeful stance that all aspects of the self have value and that true healing comes from integration rather than suppression. The tools and insights within this book empower individuals to approach themselves with curiosity and kindness, dismantle the cycle of self-criticism, and build resilience in the face of adversity. Internal Family Systems Therapy stands out from other therapy books because of its unique, non-pathologizing view of internal conflict, its emphasis on the healing power of the self, and its practical tools for real-life transformation. Unlike more prescriptive or narrowly focused works, IFS is flexible, respectful, and adaptable to a wide range of personal and clinical challenges. For anyone interested in a deeper, more compassionate relationship with themselves and others, this book offers not only a compelling theory, but also a proven path to positive change. Investing in this book means investing in lifelong tools for healing, growth, and authentic self-leadership. If you would like to support Richard C. Schwartz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.